This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
I love talking about this this team here, and I'm excited to learn more throughout the summer months. The Fort Collins Foxes joining me now, the owner and president of the Foxes, Preston Munch. Preston, my man, always good to catch up with you. It's fitting that we're going to talk a little bit about mascot night coming up, because I was looking through your schedule on the air yesterday. And the names, I love the names of so many awesome, creative names in this league.
Yeah, well, thanks, Brady, for having me. Yeah, tonight is mascot night, and it's going to be a fun one. You know, as we've talked about before, we talked last week, right, it's about family, it's about entertainment, and nothing says family and kids more than mascots, right? So we got six of them coming tonight. We have our awesome slider mascot. We got Slapshot coming from the Eagles. We have a few others, and, of course, kind of the headliner and throwing out the first pitch is going to be Dinger from the Rockies.
Oh, I absolutely love that. I'll have to tell one of our morning show guys, Tanner, he's obsessed with Dinger. Just loves Dinger. And who doesn't love Dinger? This is going to be great. Getting all the mascots out there, the kids are going to absolutely love this.
Yeah, yeah. So we, you know, first pitch is 6:05, but to accommodate the kids and give them a chance to get pictures and autographs, hugs, high fives, we will start that at 5:30, so kids can start lining up, get autographs. We have free posters we're giving out, so kids can get all the autographs, collect them all, get the pitchers in there, and then lead us up to first pitch at 6:05.
It's going to be so much fun, too. All right, so how, Preston, forgive me again. What is the name of the Foxes mascot again? What is the name of your guys' mascot?
Slider, right?
Slider.
And, yeah, it's perfect, right? I mean, you got a pitch in baseball as a slider.
Yep.
Foxes are sly, so yeah, it's a fun name.
Oh, I think it's great. But to the serious question here, Slider, how does he stack up with the rest of the mascots in this league? If we're talking battle royal style, how's Slider coming out of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Slider is definitely on top. Slider, we're very fortunate. We have a very professional, top-notch mascot with Slider. And, yeah, Slider is a fan favorite. It's, you know, it's not uncommon to have 100-plus kids at our games, and you can imagine Slider stays busy. But you know what? It's a blast.
Oh man! I mean, what's better than this? You know, summer baseball, excellent players. We talked to you a bit about that last week with so many different college guys, all conference dudes, Division I all conference players, local guys, perfect mix, and inexpensive family fun too.
Yeah.
Opportunity to watch this team.
Yeah, and that's what we've done. We keep the prices very cheap, and you know, and we have gate because, you know what, that's how we make everything happen, right? It's between gate and our sponsors. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're a nonprofit, right? We're not making money, but it is great entertainment. So, like, tonight we have mascot night, but the baseball game, Brady, is going to be very good. We play a team called Liberal. They're out of Kansas. They've been doing summer collegiate baseball for over 60 years. Their roster has 12 D1 kids on it. You're going to see kids from Southern Mississippi University, Kent State, Arkansas State. So they're a loaded lineup. They beat us 10-7 on Monday, and so this is going to be a good game. We were on a 5-game win streak, so it's going to be a great game. So, again, we've talked about this before, right, Brady? It's family entertainment, but also really good baseball combined in one little package.
Yeah, I mean, what's better than that? You know, you get a nice mid-June summer night out there watching competitive baseball, getting the kids out there running around. I mean, just entertainment for days when we're talking Fort Collins Foxes.
Yeah, yeah. And so, well, and you know, it's not just mascot night either. This week's kind of one of those really fun weeks. So on Friday night, we welcome a team from Australia and do an exhibition game. And that's really fun because our pitching coach is from Australia. Our top hitter, Nick Bertucci, is Australian from Melbourne. He's got 8 home runs already in the start of the season. He's got 8 home runs in 12 games, by the way. And he throws mid-90s when he's on the mound. So he's fun to watch. So we got a couple Aussies on our team playing Australian team. But here's the fun thing. That night, Friday night, it's the drone show. Very popular drone show. We were the first ones. Kind of crazy, but we were the first ones to be officially approved by the city of Fort Collins to do drone show, which we did 2 years ago. So it's back Friday night. That's a blast. Get tickets because our stands will get full. And then Saturday, it gets even better. We welcome a team called the U.S. Military War Dogs. And that is a team made up of players from all different branches of the service. And they travel throughout the United States and play summer collegiate teams. And it's to make awareness of what they're doing to help those who have served, help those who have been injured. And so we do that Saturday night. And what's really fun is we'll take a couple of our players who have family members in the service, and we'll do like a mid-game trade, and they'll go play for the War Dogs for a couple innings. So it's a lot of fun.
Man, it just sounds like this is such a fun league. I mean, you're talking about a team from Australia coming to play you guys. Obviously, the military aspect of this and then the switching of teams. That is just, it's just creative, man. And it sounds like an absolute blast.
It is, you know, and it's, we welcome everyone to come out, especially the families and kids. You're going to have fun, and that's our focus, right? Just a lot of entertainment. We have food trucks, which are really great. You know, we're selling slushies now this year. Our merch is a lot of fun. So, yeah, we just, you know, we ask fans to give us a try. And I think when you do, you're going to walk away saying, wow, when's their next game? Because this is fun. So, yeah, get out there, have fun. You know, FortCollinsFoxes.com is where you can get our schedule, get tickets. You can learn about our team. So yeah, Bray, I love, you can tell probably in my voice, the passion, right? I love it. And the more people we get out there, the more they can see it, I think they'll love it as well.
Yeah, and I know. You and I met last week in person. We had a great conversation, but you could just tell. You know, I've heard from people before that run different leagues, and you know, you're just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm not sure. But talking to you and the passion that you have, and I mean, it's real. And it's a real, all the excitement surrounding this team, you can just feel it, man.
Yeah. Well, and I think people come out, they'll see it. You know, hey, I'm the PA guy too. So when they go out there, they're going to hear my voice and they're going to hear the passion. We have fun, you know, the walk-up songs. And, you know, Brady, the other day we had kids take over. And I tell you what, in the 3 years I've done this, nothing was more enjoyable and fun than having kids do the starting lineups. We had kids join the live broadcast, do play-by-play. We had kids do sideline report and give us sideline reports and interview players. I mean, we had a four-year-old. We had a five-year-old up there announcing lineups. And it's great because one of the players, it was actually my son, he couldn't understand how to say the kid's name. And it was Ashton Pinedo. Great player, plays at St. Bonaventure D1 program. So I tell my son, hey, just think about Ashton Potato. So, of course, when Ashton gets up there, he says, now batting, number zero, Ashton Potato. and the fans are laughing. Ashton looks up and he laughs really big.
That's awesome.
But that's what it's about.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my first question with the kids doing PA and announcements is how'd they do with the names? Because even for a radio guy, I screw up with names all the time, man. So even if they did mess up, have a couple Ashton Potatoes out there, it's okay. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah, and you actually want that, right?
Because
the players loved it. After the game, I mean, the players were like, man, we got to do that again. Because they're like, it was hilarious hearing them say our names. And some of the kids got really into it. One of the kids got to call a home run shot because Gio Nunez, our shortstop from Queens, New York, he goes yard. The kid looks at me, he's like, can I call that? And I'm like, you call it, buddy. And then he just ripped into it, and it was a blast. So, I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? It's family. It's fun. Get out there. Check us out. I'd be shocked if anyone comes and sees us and says, that was enjoyable. You know, because what we do is it's just absolutely a blast.
I love it, man. Preston, always appreciate you, my friend. FortCollinsFoxes.com. Check out their schedule, ticket information, how to get involved, get your kiddos involved, all of that. Anything else, Preston, we got to mention before we let you go?
No, I just say, hey, come out, support the team, support the organization. Again, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we're not doing this to make money, and our goal is to continue to grow this, continue to be involved in the community. You know, today we got a meeting with the city, and we're looking at expanding things at City Park and adding a statue to kind of honor former players that used to play at City Park, because a lot of people don't realize baseball has been played at City Park since the 1940s. Mm. So we want a way to kind of remember those players who kind of started it all. And so, yeah, so there's a lot going on, Brady, but, you know, it's fun. But get out there, because I was looking at the schedule this morning, and boy, we're almost to the halfway point of our summer season already. So it comes fast. And we see it every year. People come like the last three or four games and they say, wow, why wasn't I here back in June? So now's the chance. Drone show, mascot night, U.S. military. Find a reason, find a way. Get out to City Park in Fort Collins. And that's a beautiful field. For those who haven't seen it, everybody who comes in from out of town says, wow, this is a really nice park. So, yeah. So come on out. See what we got for you guys.
Well, like you said, season flies by. I mean, here we are, heading into, past mid-June already. So get those tickets now. Take advantage of this wonderful opportunity and check out the Fort Collins Foxes. Preston, my man, always appreciate you, and we'll look to catch up with you soon. You know, anytime you text me, anytime you want to be on this show, you are, bam, it's going to happen. So you just let me know.
We'll do it. Next time we're going to get a player because we got some great guys. Nick's fun, with that strong Aussie accent. You may have to put on listening ears to pick up to that accent. But he's a great guy. I mean, he's a guy that's going places, right? I mean, 8 home runs already, mid-90s guy. Let's get him on there because you'll love talking
to him.
Let's
do it, man. I know it's a little bit of a journey, but we ought to try to find a time to get you guys in studio, too. That would be fun.
No. Yeah, let's do that. That's always a fun. So, but hey, always appreciate the time, and hope to see a bunch of fans tonight and this weekend.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck. All right.
Hey, thank you much.
All right. Okay. Preston Munch, owner and president of the Fort Collins Foxes. Seriously, guys, the schedule, I mean, it goes fast. They end their regular season ends on July 26th. So they have a lot of cool things going on. They got CSU Ram Night on Wednesday. I'm just looking at all their different ones. Bark in the Park. They're going to bring pets out there that day. Baseball Bingo Nights they've done. Kids Takeover, which Preston talked about. They got everything. That's FortCollinsFoxes.com. 11:47 the time. Michael, let's take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Coming up in the second hour of the show, I got to phone a friend. We're going to talk some U.S. Open. You guys know I'm terrible talking about golf. About as good as Michael back there. So we'll bring in the one and only Tom Hensel, the dude down the hall, and Tanner Schwint. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.